You're listening to Behind the Groove with KJ. Hello, people. Welcome to the next instalment of my podcast. I wanted to jump on because I haven't updated you guys for a long while as to what's been going on in my wonderful world. And this time last year, I was going through a lot. And I just wanted to kind of give you an update, a bit of historical context as to how that's affected my journey as a music artist. I just wanted to reveal some very personal and private information that I haven't really been doing and I've avoided doing on social media. So the best way for me to express what's been going on is via my podcast. So, January the 14th last year, my father-in-law died suddenly. He was 92 and the patriarch of our family, the cornerstone, the heart and soul, and we were all absolutely devastated. We still are. Obviously, it was in the middle of a lockdown in winter, and on exactly the same day he passed away, I came down very ill and was in bed all day, and I stayed in bed for 10 days and couldn't walk, breathe, and couldn't eat. I just slept, and I had flu-like symptoms, but my lungs were raw. I just couldn't breathe. It was an effort just to get up to go to the bathroom. So knowing I was being completely useless and not able to support my husband and family was really, really difficult. I was admitted to hospital 10 days after my father-in-law died, and I was struggling for breath. My oxygen levels went down to 72%, which is very low, and my lips turned blue. So my husband panicked and obviously called the paramedics. So I ended up in my local hospital on oxygen, and I stayed there for just under a week. I had oxygen, vitamin C infusion, steroids, antibiotics, and I was told it was COVID, although I didn't have a cough, I didn't have a high temperature, none of the usual symptoms. I just couldn't breathe for some reason. My lungs were just inflamed, and I didn't put any of this on the socials, but I struggled, and I spent my 9th wedding anniversary in hospital as well, so I wasn't even able to be with hubby to celebrate that, and he was busy organising things with the family and taking care of the after effects of losing our pups. So I'm very reflective, because obviously it's a year later. My 10th wedding anniversary is now coming up. Thankfully, I'm not in hospital this year. We've just had the first anniversary of losing our patriarch, and that's been very difficult. So when I returned from hospital last year, it took me about 2 weeks just to be able to walk upstairs unaided. And it took me another 2 months just to be able to breathe properly again. And during this time, I was trying to home educate my son because we were still in lockdown. And I just cut myself off from social media. I didn't post anything. And I certainly wasn't focused on music. So, went on until summer, just feeling absolutely exhausted. I couldn't do anything really without wanting a nap for at least a couple of hours a day. So it's taken me a long time to get back on my feet. However, I have posted podcasts since summer, announcing my position as a radio presenter on LN Soul Radio, which has been amazing. And I've also departed from my role as lead vocalist with Odyssey. It was a mutual agreement and we've decided to go our separate ways. Wish them all the best. But I want to focus on my own career. And I released my single Hold On You, which was number 22 in the UK Soul Charts. I've done it all independently, so I'm very proud of that achievement. And I've now developed my own live vocal PA show called Natural High, featuring my singles Natural High, Hold On You, Last Night A DJ Saved My Life, and When I Think Of You, and some amazing covers, some funky, soulful disco, acid jazz and 80s soul tracks. And I've supported Odyssey. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. I'm still here, still pushing forward with plans and still trying to stay positive and productive and focus on the future. Now it's 2022 and like I say, it's been a bit of a difficult start to the year, just thinking back to everything that's happened. And my father is now taken ill. He's got end-stage Parkinson's, and the last year was incredibly difficult because he's in a nursing home. He needs 24-hour round-the-clock nursing care as he's non-verbal, he's on a feeding tube and he can't move, so he has to be turned every 2 hours. And it's been really difficult with all the COVID restrictions, as I wasn't able to visit him as he lives in Norfolk, which is a good 4-hour round trip from me. So it's been really hard trying to deal with that. I didn't see him for nearly a year. And now I got a call today that he's very poorly again with pneumonia in the hospital. So I'm praying he can bounce back from this. So please keep us all in your prayers. But this was just a little update. I didn't want to stay on for long. Just to let you know really what's been going on. And while I might be smiling and fighting the good fight against all the lockdown mandates and all the nonsense, I still stand very firmly in my beliefs that what's going on in the world is not quite as it seems, and it is part of a much wider agenda. And I say that having been in hospitals, having had tests, having been diagnosed with this so-called disease, and having seen the effects of the lockdowns on people's businesses, their careers, and being restricted on seeing family and loved ones. So any way you want to put it, I'm just not on board with the official narrative at all. I think it's been absolutely devastating, and I refuse to be silent. I'll keep fighting for the truth to come out. I'm very pleased now that the mask mandate has been removed, because to me it's just a symbol of compliance. They don't even prevent viral particles from spreading, so they're completely pointless anyway. I've never worn a mask from day one. And if everybody has been supposedly protected from their vaccines, then I don't see why the rest of us can't just go about living our life. Personally, don't think the vaccines work. And yeah, I'm not going to be partaking in any clinical trials, that's for sure. Especially as I now have supposed antibodies. So that's where we're at. It's been a complete roller coaster. I'm very thankful to my soul tribe who have lent me some support this last year. I've lost a lot of really good friends because of my views and my stance on things. But to be honest, it's only a handful of people that even knew I was sick and that even knew I was in hospital, because I didn't talk about it. I didn't put it on the socials. I didn't tell anybody, apart from two or three close friends, and that was it, and obviously my family. So yeah, it wasn't something I felt I wanted to share until now. So I'm just laying it all out on the table for you and hoping you can understand my position and know that I have a lot of empathy for people that have been in similar situations. I know a lot of people that have been taken ill and been poorly, and I've seen a lot of people in my circles you know, suffer. So I just wanted to acknowledge that, and that's really all I wanted to say, was thank you for listening to my radio show, thank you for streaming my music, thank you for all your likes, shares, subscribes and comments on the socials. Twitter has been amazing. I've been very active on Twitter and Telegram, so if you want to interact with me daily on there, my handle is at KJ Sings. I have distanced myself, as I said in previous podcasts, from Facebook and Instagram, which is now Meta. They don't do anything for me. I've deleted a lot of old music profiles from Reverb Nation, Star Now, they're all gone. So if you want to find out anything about my music, just go straight to my website, kjsings.com, and you can sign up to my newsletter, and I'll send information of new releases and any other exciting projects as and when they come up. So I'm still here plodding on. It's January blues are setting in so I'm longing for spring to bud and bloom, so we can all feel a little bit lighter and brighter. So in the meantime, people, thank you, and I will be in touch. Take care and God bless.